Ready, Coachy?
Yeah, you guys good?
Yeah, man.
We are the 1, 2, 3
Star Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's, and I don't know the what's.
What's up, y'all? It is Sizz. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side with Baser for another 14 months. If you missed the last podcast, we just signed. That's about it, guys. I ran out of steam.
That's okay, Coach.
That was it.
And I got ESPN.com pulled up just so I know what we're talking about.
Is Tebow up there, Coach? At all?
Oh, Tebow's up there. Guys, we are good.
Is Tebow up on ESPN.com, Coach? Please tell me.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Headlines down. Tebow signs deal with Jags as tight end, wears number 85.
Wow. So cool.
Here's my question. Is Tim Tebow good for the Jaguars locker room?
Well, yeah. That's probably the only reason they have him there. Let's be real. Coach, he's not going to play. And when he does play, he's not going to be great. He does know he's going to need to block, right?
He does know that, right? There's so many valid questions that you have. That's a valid point.
Thank you, Coach. It wasn't a question.
No, you did. You said, does he know he's going to have to block?
I was trying to repeat what I said last time.
Yeah. You said, does he know he's going to have to block? That is my...
No, he does know he's going to have to block, right?
That's another question.
Okay.
So my thing is, the more I think about it, I thought, okay, yeah, he'll be great for the locker room. He's a leader. Everybody wants a good leader in the locker room.
He's probably going to do all the speeches at the beginning of the games.
Now, I thought about it, and I'm like, yeah, maybe 10 years ago, the people that saw him play that were his peers in college and were his age group are like, yeah, this dude's a good leader. Mm. These younger
Hernandez.
Guys...
Coach.
These younger guys are looking at him going, why the hell is he here?
Josh Gordon.
They're looking at him like, you're just here because you're the teacher's pet. You're a good friend. You're indebted or Urban Meyer and you are still have a good relationship. So he's bringing you in and giving you a spot 6 years, 7 years, however long it's been since you've played in the NFL, playing a position you've never played. And we're supposed to look at you like, yeah, we're happy to have you in our locker room. Now, I think...
I think he's bigger than that. I think he's bigger than teacher's pet. I honestly think that his speeches are going to be good. No matter... I'm sure... You're right. I'm sure there's going to be like 30 dudes going, who is this dude? Like I have known nothing about this dude. But his speeches are still going to be very moving.
Yeah. Okay. See, I agree with that. And I think that he can mentor Trevor Lawrence. Even though he's not a quarterback.
What was that?
It's me going like, what?
He can teach Trevor Lawrence.
Coach,
I have his speech. Tell me. Sorry, I went off mic. That's a golden rule not to do that. Tell me if you're motivated with this speech.
I'm sorry. Extremely sorry. You know, we were hoping for an undefeated season. That was my goal. Something Florida's never done here. But I promise you one thing, a lot of good will come out of this. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season, and you never see someone push the rest of the team as hard as I will push everybody the rest of the season, and you never see a team play harder than we will the rest of this season. God bless.
Wow. Let me run through a wall, Bubba.
I didn't get chills on that one.
I see how he could be.
What was the scenario there? What was it?
Florida lost. They got upset, and they thought they were going to go undefeated. And so he was saying, we're not going to lose again, so we'll be in the national championship.
Did they make it to the national championship?
I don't know what year that was, so I don't know.
I'm not a historian.
Sorry, I don't have all of Tebow's speeches memorized on what day, what year, which team he was talking about.
And guys, listen, to maybe paint a picture of how long it's been since Tebow threw a pass with the Broncos in a playoff game. I was actually friends with South Beach. We lived in Austin. We had a temporary one-month Airbnb we were staying in the Domain. We went to a bar. The bar was Kung Fu.
Kung Fu was legit.
This was right after college. Now I'm married. I live states away. My life has changed. I've become a different man.
Probably a better man.
Tim Tebow has changed. Guys, that was worlds away. I can't believe me and South Beach would go to the bar in tank tops. Now I don't. Rarely do I go to bars. Now I'm on a patio with my wife, and we look at mountains and hills and rivers. Guys,
what's going on right now?
Tebow, we've changed. Tebow has changed.
In what way, coach?
And I will hang up and listen.
No, don't hang up.
No, no, you have to explain what you're talking about.
What did that mean?
Can you believe it's been that long since he was a significant quarterback player?
That's
in
what
the
I've
NFL?
Been telling you guys.
Oh, my God.
And you expect him to be in the top 10 breaking headline stories of Sports Center.
Like, not even be the top 10 tight end on his team.
You all talking about this dude's tried 30 different sports, tried to get on 100 different teams. He's not good. If anything,
I never said he was good. Have you heard those words come out of my mouth?
No, but you said it's exciting to have him back in Jacksonville, and it's going to put butts in the seats.
Duke
guys,
Hall.
If nobody gives a sh.
If he actually makes the roster, I don't even know if he'll make the roster.
That's my point. So you're going to get you're going to get your lazy butt from your house to the stadium. Because he made a roster? We don't even know if he's going to make a roster, guys. That's the quality player you have.
So he doesn't make the roster. He still gets paid because he got signed a one-year deal? So
well, he's getting paid. He'll get question. Paid. He'll get paid until he gets cut. He gets paid for being at these workouts. He gets paid for being in training camp.
So when you get a deal and it says like $2 million for a year, right? Do you get paid the $2 million, or do they give you like $200,000 here, $200,000 there?
If it's a signing bonus, all guaranteed, then you get it up front.
Do they break it down by game?
Now and then you get a game paycheck.
Okay. Waiting for that Friday, you know what I'm saying? Working for the weekend,
everybody's
Bubba.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
No, that's true, but he can make money. So maybe this is just him getting paid, Urban Meyer doing his friend a favor. Hey, you won me those national titles. You come on in here, mentor these younger guys, try to show them how you work out. And you'll get some money.
You work out.
Yeah, like what? Curls and stuff?
Curls.
Did you not hear him? He said, no one's going to push his team harder than me the rest of this season.
No one's going
to
work.
But I don't know if
in
the locker room they're going to look at him as just an entitled B, or are they going to look at him like, oh, man, that's Tim Tebow. I respect him. He's such a good dude.
Those are all really good questions.
How do they look at him?
I'm telling you, half of the people are going to be like, oh, this is great, man. Thank you, Tebow. You really inspired me. And then the other half's going to be like, man, who the –
well, really, guys, I almost compare it to this may be terrible. My nephew. So I think I'm a baller on the basketball court. I get to playing with him. Apparently now stuff's called different. You don't say 2v2. You say 2v2. You say instead of 1v1, you go, hey, we want to play some 1v1. Boomer does these spin moves that they didn't have when I played basketball. Times change. Tim Tebow, and he didn't even run routes. He was a quarterback. The routes have changed. The guys are quicker. They're cooler. They got more swag. Tebow rolls up in a Jeep with his golden retriever? I mean, guys have pit bulls now. They drive Ferraris.
What the hell is he talking about?
Listen, Tebow doesn't have the swag of now the new class. What's cool? What's hip? Guys wearing short pants. Women wearing bell bottoms.
Okay.
Tebow is so outdated. I'm telling you, he's going to give a speech, but might not hit.
Does the locker room look at Urban Meyer and be like, why the hell are you bringing this guy in?
Half.
Is Urban Meyer a new coach?
Yes.
Yes, he's the new coach.
Well, guys, the first time they sit in the room together, there's going to be a lot of weird looks. It's Monday morning after you just ate
cereal
at a business, you know, in sales, and you didn't do well for that quarter. Monday morning's real awkward. I'm telling you, they're all going to be feeling each other out. Everybody's looking like, are we getting yelled at? Is this a joke? Is this a TV show? Where are the cameras? Is this a Netflix thing?
And let's like go to a team that has a star tight end that does speeches. Which tight end would you say in the history of the NFL would get in front of the whole team and deliver a speech?
Jonnu Smith.
Gronk.
Yeah.
So in front of Brady. Not right now, Brady. I'm going to talk. No.
I bet you Gronk did some speeches.
They brought in Gronk to do the hype. Like, all right, Gronk, hype us up. All right. Okay, boys.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No. But Tebow's going to be like, all right, guys, let everybody take a knee. This is the biggest day of our life, all right? And then he's going to deliver a speech.
Is it Tebow or is it No Teeth Keith? Which one is it?
It's like if Tebow and No Teeth Keith had a kid.
Okay.
Coach, I'm just telling you, there's no tight end in history that is the team leader. Tebow's not going to be the team leader.
He has to be. Who's going to be?
Trevor Lawrence.
No. Why does it all? It doesn't have to be the quarterback. But that's what I'm saying.
Okay, who else in the Jags? Exactly.
It can be the field
goal. Yeldon?
I don't think he's played there in about 6 years.
Okay, see?
He was in Buffalo last year, I'm pretty sure.
Chark?
Oh, DJ Chark, he's good.
Dude,
he's
guys, good. If you he's need him in fantasy, make sure across the middle.
Coach, as my mind goes to the list of fantasy players, I don't know anyone else on that team.
Listen, I understand, but what I'm saying is he can – I think he's good because he was the most famous athlete in his class. Like, he was the – everybody talked
but
about
like
Tim
Ray
Tebow.
But like Ray said, that was decades ago,
but
man.
But people still know who Tim Tebow is, so he can show Trevor Lawrence how to navigate – being the face of a franchise and being out there in the public eye.
It's not like Joe Montana's coming back, Coach. It's not like freaking John Elway's coming into the locker room. It's not like Emmett Smith is like, oh, we got Emmett back. Like, no, Coach.
No,
this
I'm not saying they're going to rally around.
You might as well bring in a freaking preacher or a freaking, what do you call those guys?
Priest.
No. The guys.
Chaplain.
The guys that speak, TED Talk people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people encourage people. What do they call it?
Motivational speaker.
Motivational. Just hire a motivational speaker. It's the same thing. That's literally what they're paying Tebow to do. Not to play football. He's not going to play. They're hiring as a Sunday morning motivational speaker. That's it. Period.
You got to give him props, though. He caught us all by surprise. Am I right? Nobody's saw this coming.
No one saw it coming.
Okay,
Urban Meyer.
Sports number one catchphrase,
Urban
guys.
Meyer doing his little – I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Urban Meyer has to be – like some of those people in the locker room, I'm starting – already, he hasn't even started – he's starting his first season, his first draft. There have to be people in that locker room, in that organization, saying, what the F are you doing, Urban Meyer?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he brings the strength coach from, I think it was Wisconsin, that got let go because of the way he treated African-American players.
He's racist.
But didn't treat them the same.
Okay.
Or maybe it was Iowa. It might have been Iowa, at the University of Iowa.
Right. Doesn't matter, coach.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, coach.
If you want to give that a Google, I think it might have been Iowa.
No,
but he brings him on and says,
I want to see the Jags schedule. And it says, do you want to download a Tim Tebow wallpaper? No.
What did it say?
Coach, download it.
It did really say that?
Yes.
See, are you telling me? What did you just say?
And is he downloading it?
But that is telling you. That is telling you how.
I thought about clicking it.
That is telling you how important that Tebow is. When you search Jaguars, they have an option for you to download a Tebow wallpaper.
That's all it's telling you is that people that are trying to make an extra
buck. That tells you that people care about Tebow.
Download it, coach.
But that's what I'm saying. The people in the locker room, that's what I'm wondering, is you bring this strength coach that has a checkered past with
Ohio State.
No, I think it's Iowa.
Iowa.
With players of color.
But Jacksonville didn't win all year. They won one game. Now I see why the circus came to town. Barnes and Bailey.
Coach,
it all
why do you think they
sense.
Had the number one draft
Why
pick?
Do you think they had the number one draft pick and they hired Trevor Urban Lawrence. Meyer? Why do you think they did that?
News to me.
What the?
Man, I'm behind.
Coach, you may not be able to do this podcast with us anymore. I'm the one that doesn't know the who's or the what's what.
Well, then
Coach.
Give me your intro.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. So he brings in that guy, and then Urban goes out and says, hey, Tim Tebow, come on in. How does that look to other players? Like, okay, first you're going to bring this guy, and then you're going to bring this privileged white kid in and take away a spot from someone else.
That's true.
For someone that has never
played. Somebody that's probably really good at tight end.
Right. Or just another athlete on the team that could play, you know, some position. And you're going to, we got Tim Tebow, who's never played the position, is this privileged white kid who's like 33 years old and hadn't played in the NFL in 6 or 7 years.
So
do
now,
you think they're giving Urban Meyer eyes? Like, first you bring, I let you go with the strength coach. Okay, you know what I mean? I'm fine with that. But now you're just going to bring in this little Tim Tebow guy and kick one of our guys off to the curb.
So now you're dealing with is he really going to be a motivation in the locker room?
That's what I'm saying.
People going to get pissed in
right.
the locker room.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the real question. Good
That's
point.
What I'm asking. Are they going to look at him as the teacher's pet? Like, you're just here because you're his friend. Get the F out of here. I'm not listening to your crap.
So it's going to have the reverse effect.
Right. But I think you hit it nail on the head. Half the people are going to be like, oh, dude, that's 50-50. Tim Tebow. And then the other ones are going to be like, dude, you're taking a spot from
50-50,
someone.
50-50, but that answers the question, Coach. A locker room divided does not win championships. So, I mean, you got to be all in. They all got to drink the Kool-Aid, or if it's 50-50, there's no chance for a successful team.
Nice. Tebow is fourth on the depth chart behind Chris Manhertz, James O'Shaughnessy, Luke Farrell.
O'Shaughnessy, yeah.
And then Tim Tebow, four. And you know what? There's some good damn tight ends in Florida. There is, who's on my other boy? Gesicki and now Tebow. Florida is tight.
How about Gronk?
Tight end you and I'll hang
what
up and
do
listen.
They do with Tebow in the simulations?
Need to see. That's a great question.
I mean, I just wonder if you can watch a computer game and see if they play Tebow and if they throw it to Tebow.
Ray's not gambling.
Right. Yeah, it's tough to go not gamble and go to those sites, Coach. It's like telling me to go get you a pack of cigarettes if I was a smoker and I was trying to cut up back smoking.
Coach, it's like, you know, he's trying not to watch porn, but you buy him a porn.
Eddie, I get him an OnlyFans account.
Yeah. Eddie, I know you stopped drinking, Eddie, but listen, when you go to the gas station, you ask me if I needed anything. I don't need a bag of chips, but I do need a White Claw.
Hey, show up at your house. Hey, so you really quit drinking, huh? Oh, it sucks, man. This is a good beer. Come on, Coach. You know better than that.
I forgot the simulations were gambling related. Yeah.
Now that you think about everything gambling
Coach,
related.
Simulations.
Life is a gamble, guys.
Why do you think this guy's watching fake football games, Coach?
I forgot. when Ray was going down those dark paths, I tried to forget about that.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? Those were dark times when we had no sport.
Coach, we've all found an alley before. The key is, though, finding that pavement. And I didn't find it. I stumbled a couple times, tripped, a couple people hit me over the head. But then I found the pavement.
What the?
There's a podcast having a lot more fun than us.
I cheated.
No, they probably just listened to Tebow. They probably downloaded the Tebow wallpaper.
Either Scuba Steve was laughing a lot or he was having in the other room. That was loud.
I cheated.
Hey, people love the last podcast. There was a lot of buzzwords that were put into it. The cheated thing with lunch, which he actually didn't cheat. That was funny. It said Ray had a life revelation. It teased me. I was like, I kind of want to listen to this to see the revelation. Which was something else, wasn't it?
No, your revelation was you signed a 14-month lease.
That's what it was.
You finally put it in the paper. Stupid.
Fantastic, Coach.
And then Eddie, about what was it?
I think it was guys like guys until they like chicks.
That might have been the quote of the year, and that might need to be our next T-shirt.
Guys like guys until they like chicks?
Yep.
Coach, I don't think that one sells.
Yeah, Coach.
I don't think that one would sell.
I don't know.
I think that's a hot item.
I think better than that. I cheated.
No. But I saw on the Facebook page they want more merch. I'm like, guys, we just had merch.
We might need to talk to our girl then.
Why?
Merch drop.
Oh.
But that's what I'm saying. Would guys like guys until they like chicks? That might be a number one seller.
We can't do that.
Why?
I don't think that would go well.
I mean,
that is the quote of all quotes.
It's funny, but I don't think we can put it on a shirt.
Yeah. I mean, talk in a world that's politically correct, Coach, and we're going with that as our number one shirt.
I mean, in the back, it does say sore losers, so that's very funny, too.
Yeah, that's funny.
I mean, we got to start thinking of the catchphrases that we can put on shirts.
I mean, there's a lot of them.
Lots.
Lots. And
I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
How do you put a gunshot on a shirt?
Well, okay. Who was saying we need to do the gunshot as the outro? End.
Someone did.
That's a pretty good idea. Laughed.
Okay, can we do that? Yeah, that would save me because every time I leave, Coach, after the podcast, my throat's a little hoarse.
No,
Coach,
I like the buzz. The buzz is better.
I mean, we've been doing that since day one.
Coach, your throat sore as a horse. My ass feels like I've been riding a horse.
Why, Coach?
I don't know. It's
what
an hour podcast.
I cheated.
Why does your ass chap?
I'm sorry, Ray. I'll stop doing that.
Now, I never thought I would come to the point in time in baseball.
Oh.
Whoa.
Watching baseball. Or the no-hitter is just overrated now.
It is.
That's crazy.
It's
how many do we have this season?
Six.
That's ridiculous.
Back-to-back nights.
That's ridiculous.
No-hitters. Yeah. And we're not talking about the dominant pitchers. You're not talking about Bueller going out there, no-hitter. Gerrit Cole.
The randos.
Randos. We're talking about Corey Kluber. Not Corey Kluber from the Indians when he's winning the Cy Young. We're talking about Kluber who, hey, I went to Texas, got hurt, and then I barely made the Yankees team. I shouldn't even be pitching maybe in the major leagues, and I throw a no-hitter. The problem is, and I discredit a lot this year, because the Major League Baseball average, batting average, is the lowest in the history of Major League Baseball.
So what's up?
Well, also, they're messing with the baseball.
Yes.
So every year...
The baseballs.
Yeah, they can add more juice. They put it, whatever, more cork in it. I don't know. More...
They're changing the baseballs? More,
yes. They deadened the baseballs this year.
Really?
Yes.
So is that a factor? Of course. Fans,
can we get a specialist on this?
Yes.
Not as many sold-out stadiums because of the pandemic? Maybe that affects it. Pitchers have the...
Yeah.
Because batters don't get as amped up. I don't know, but...
Pine tar.
Yes, it's not as special now. I mean, back in the day, Lunch made a great point. It was the best pitchers usually are the ones who did it. Now you got Scrubby Dub Dub in the tub. Kluber ain't even a Major League Baseball player, much less a no-hitter
and
guy.
And Turnbull from the Tiger. I mean, I never heard of these guys.
You've heard of Turnbull.
No, I heard of Tartable, Danny Tartable back in the day.
Turnbull.
Never heard of him.
I mean, the Tigers are the worst team I've ever seen in my life, and they had a pitcher throw a no-hitter. That tells you that basically anybody can do it.
So you think that the balls have been altered with...
They said they were.
No. They've changed the structure of the ball, and that's helping the pitchers put curve on
it. No, it's deadening the ball. It could be helping them put curve. I don't know if it's the seam. Like, the seams are bigger.
I'm just saying it's moving the ball.
It could be, or it's just deadening them so the hits, when you hit it, it's not going as far. And the problem is...
That has nothing to do with a no-hitter, though.
It does.
I mean...
Because balls that are flying out of the yard instead, routine pop fly to the left fielder. Because they deaden the ball.
There's also less trash cans in the stadium.
Also, it's
want to deaden the ball to reduce the amount of home runs?
Yes.
I don't understand that.
Because what they want, what they need... is they need more action on the base pass. They need people to get on base. So they want to cut down on the home runs. They want more people on base.
But we like seeing home runs.
But the problem is what we are in baseball now is just swing for the fences.
Correct.
Or strike out. That's it.
Guys are fine now with striking out.
They're fine with hitting 220 and hitting 35 bombs, which is not good for the viewer. It's not good for baseball. And that's why you're having so many no-hitters, because no one gives a damn. And their approach at the plate is, usually with two strikes, you get Anthony Rizzo. He chokes up on the bat. Some guys try to go, Ichiro can hit to all, used to be able to hit to all fields.
Oh,
now
he's retired, Coach.
I know. But now it's just, hey, I'm swinging for the fences. I don't care if I have two strikes.
You know, like Mel Ott, when he used to come up to the plate, he was always a choker.
Do you remember Johnny Bench?
Like, oh, we're down 4-1. Oh, I'm the first hitter in the inning. I got to swing for the fences. No, you need to have a better approach and take the ball to the opposite field, get on base. But instead, we just swing.
Yeah, well, the game of baseball is different. It changes, it evolves. I'd hate to sound like a historian of the game. I'm not, but I do know a lot about it. It used to be guys would play the count. The counts get deeper, 3-2. Now you have a leadoff hitter. I don't know how many times I've been watching a broadcast. Wow. Pitcher got out of that inning with three pitches because guys don't take pitches. They're cool with lining out three times in a row, which never would have happened 10 years ago. So, yes, the either home run or strikeout is what leads to the no-hitter. There's none of those in-between hits. Choking up, choking, jerking, you know. Hang up and listen.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just the record for number of no-hitters in a season.
Okay.
Seven. We're a quarter of the way through, and we already have six.
Okay, so they thought the solution would be change the balls.
Yes.
Huh.
Speaking of baseball, I don't know if Eddie had a great point. I was assuming
no. I really had nothing other than I'm just trying to understand. They changed the balls, but yet they can not change the balls and just change the way they play, but they're not going to do that because batters just want to hit homers.
They just want to hit homers. Like, that's if you watch a Major League Baseball game, 99% of the hitters have their approach at the plate is awful. It's awful. It's just swing. All right, who cares? No one gets mad when they strike out. No, it's home run or nothing. That's what they're going for.
I think go 80%.
I mean, DJ LeMahieu, for example.
Sure.
That dude gets hits because he takes the ball to the opposite field. He'll go to left field. He'll go to right field.
Now Judge, on the other hand.
Now Judge, which is weird because he hits bombs. But he still gets on base quite a bit. He still hits about 300.
It's just miss hits, Coach.
Like Gallo for the Rangers.
Joey Gallo.
He hits like 199, but he hits 40 bombs. There's like, oh, he had a good year. How the hell is that a good year?
Like Panda. Oh, he either strikes out or it's a home run.
Well, he barely plays, but
that's true.
But I'm just saying, it's very sad to me because I used to, the no-hitter, whenever you see it on the bottom line, or whatever, like, oh, no hitter through seven. You're like, oh my gosh, I got to find that. I want to see the last six outs. You want to see it.
Hey, kid, turn on ESPN. You're never going to believe what they're doing. It's a no-hitter.
Turnbull from the Giants, from the Tigers. Never heard of the damn guy, but he's got a no-hitter. Oh, next night. Kid, you're never going
to. Not the next night. Oh my gosh, don't go to that game. Go to this game. There's another no-hitter.
Yeah, kid. Oh,
same night.
Next night. Oh, kid, Kluber. Corey Kluber's got a no-hitter going on. I mean, it's just awful. And it's sad.
Those San Francisco Giants, they are good, though.
Hey, Willie Mays, kid.
Kid, we're playing some good baseball out there in the Bay. It's beautiful.
Is that what he says? Out there in the Bay?
This is the best team since Bond. And I'll hang up and listen.
You know he calls local San Francisco talk radio.
Hey, you guys think this is the best team we've had since that cheater Barry Bonds? And I'll hang up and listen. Never been finer.
He never hears it because it's in San Francisco.
Hey, kid, you can't say. There's no proof that Barry Bonds cheated, kid.
Look at his forearms, kid.
Look at his head, King. Come on, man. He cheated.
Did you say that? No proof?
Yeah, he's a big, I don't know, kid. I don't know if he cheated or not.
Oh, my gosh. You see that dude from the start of his career monster. To the end? He was pulled a Mark McGwire. I mean, those guys increased tenfold.
He was a monster.
Dude, they were built like football players by the time they got out of the league.
And then once they got done with the league, they shrunk back down to normal size.
Hey, I mean, I haven't seen Bonds. I saw a highlight of him the other
day.
He
doesn't show himself.
Where has he been the last 5 years? Himself.
No, you've seen him. It's just he's so much smaller you don't recognize him.
Okay.
That's how he's able to go out in public with no one even going up to him. Because that can't be Bonds. That dude looks so small.
Speaking of cheating, I showed my kids Field of Dreams. We watched it the other night.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, that's good stuff, man. That's still to this day a great movie.
So 6, 7,
yeah,
13. All like it? 13 like tell me.
It's crazy. They all loved it. Like all of them from the baby didn't watch. But a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 13 loved it. However, when I remember watching this movie as a kid and being like, I don't understand it. Like if he builds it, he will come. What's he talking about? I have no idea. And then it's like, go the distance. The hell's he talking about? Go the distance. Ease his pain. Oh my gosh. This movie, like, I think it's great. It's cool and everything. There's a freaking field in the middle of Iowa, but I don't understand.
I still want to go. Right? I still want to go see it.
But then as soon as this first scene where he's working in the cornfield and he hears, if you build it, he will come. My 13-year-old goes, oh, cool. His dad's gonna come. And I'm like, you ruined the whole movie. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, no one knows that.
How did he know that?
He goes, it's obvious. He just spent the whole first 5 minutes talking about his relationship with his dad. He didn't have one. And then in the very beginning, and the first thing he says, if he builds it, he will come. Obviously, he's talking about his dad.
Honestly, I always kind of forget the ending.
Coach, I was like, what on earth? This kid's 13-year-old and broke down the whole movie in 5 minutes.
Script writer. Dude, I need to hang out with your kid. Sounds like
Holy
me.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Coach, I'll say a line in a movie before they even say it. It's a new movie, but I tell my wife all the time, I'm a script writer. I know what the next scene needs.
See?
I'm just like your kid.
It's Coach. A talent. It's a talent.
That is so amazing.
And then he sees the kid, Moonlight Graham. He's like, oh, yeah, that's the doctor for sure. I'm like, what? Dang, as a kid, I didn't know any of this crap. I didn't even know who the kid they were picking up was.
Coach, as a kid, I was like, Dad, can we take the... Can we take the mower out and start mowing some of those fields back there and make our own baseball field?
Hey, Dad, can we build it? Can we build one?
Hey, I remember because we had fields in the back of our house. They were like owned by someone else or whatever, but our house was right there in the middle of all these fields.
Love it, Coach. Trespassing on somebody else's property.
No, Coach. That was our house, but we had fields surrounded by it. And I would tell my dad, like,
you don't own those.
That's what I would say. I'm like, can we build a baseball field? I'm like, they're not even our fields. I can't do that.
Well, I mean, when you went out there, oh, so you never did.
No, Coach, you didn't build a baseball
field. Coach, I was going to say, if you made a field on somebody else's
like, oh my
property,
God,
I would have been worried the whole game.
Hey, but hey, but the littles,
hey,
though.
Hey, someone's going to come. Someone's going to come.
Hey, the littles, though, were mind blown that Shoeless Joe Jackson and 8 White Sox cheated and blew the World Series. They just were like, what? Yeah, it's a true story. They're like, this is made up, right? No, true story. These guys got money to lose the World Series. Wow, dude, their eyes were so big, they could not believe what they were hearing.
Have they watched The Sandlot?
Yes, love it.
I would like to know what
they think about the dog.
No, I'd like to know which one they like better.
I think they like Sandlot better because they're kids.
Okay.
I think they respect Field of Dreams because it's about baseball all that. And it's almost a little spooky, too. They're just like a bunch of ghosts and things like that. So they like that aspect of it, right?
I haven't been to a cornfield since. I think every time I go out there, I'm going to get a corn cob shoved up my...
If you build it.
I don't know. I ain't going out there.
Hey, how about that game that was supposed to happen, though? Yankees and...
White Sox?
Yeah, they did. They did it.
In
the Bronx, in the ghetto, though. It was a twist on it.
Oh, they didn't do it in the Field of Dreams.
That was a fun idea.
No, they were going to do it, but it was COVID.
Well, guess what?
COVID.
Guess what?
Are they doing it this year?
We all had amazing ideas, and then COVID hit, and we realized, hey, let's just grab onto what we have in life and quit with all these highfalutin things. Let's stick to the basics.
Coach,
baseball in a stadium.
If they would have had that game, I would have been there. I mean, it looks – that is, to me, would be amazing.
You know how hard it is to fly into Iowa?
You would go to Des Moines.
I flew into Nebraska. It was a son of a gun trying to get through that airport.
Is it?
Kidding. Flew private.
Okay.
I think you can drive. How far is Iowa? Can we drive?
Okay, just far. Wait, didn't you go to Iowa? The ghost?
The Facilla House?
That was in Iowa. Oh, God, that's a long damn way. It's a long way.
It's right outside of
Twin City.
Sioux Falls.
Oh, that's South Dakota.
Okay, then I'm wrong.
Shoot,
I looked it up the other day. It's right outside
Maybe Sioux Falls is in Iowa.
I'll tell you this. We used to do some driving for pheasant hunting. Iowa, Nebraska, even Colorado. Nah, not Colorado. The Dakotas. There's a lot of nothing in those states, boys. In that Field of Dreams, you're going to go through a lot of nothing to get to that field, Eddie.
Cedar Rapids, boys.
I bet you can't fly there. I bet you got to do a major drive to even get to that.
Boys, we fly into Cedar Rapids, and it's like an hour-long drive, and we're there.
Man, I want to go.
Me too.
That would be so awesome. I really just, even if there's not a baseball game, I would like to go see it.
What do you want to do? Just sit there and off?
Hey, he wants to sit there and see if Shoeless Joe Jackson shows up.
Coach, we have a couple beers. We start screwing with him.
If you build
it. Holy Christ!
Did you guys hear that?
Guys, I'm not saying.
Oh, he's choking on a hot dog. He's choking on a hot dog.
It said, go the distance.
What are you doing, dude?
No, I want to know if I could jerk it into the corn.
Hey. Hey, Ty Cobb wanted to go, but then none of them can stand the son of a bitch when he was alive, so we told him to stick it!
Like, do you think...
You guys, are you screwing with me, or if you build it?
Do they let you do batting practice there?
It's a place that you pay to go, Coach. It's like a museum.
I understand that, but can you pay to hit a ball into the corn?
Let's call him.
Like, I would love to try to jerk one out to left.
Where are you going
to
be jerking it from? Outfield? There's no way you're jerking it from home plate. Coach.
There's no way they're going to let you jerk it from
home plate. Is it cool if I take batting practice from second base?
Excuse me. I'd love to
hit the corn.
You may know me from the radio. My name is Lunchbox. Sometimes go by Gibbles.
Sports genius.
I would like to jerk it at home plate. Just a few of them, please.
This is Iowa, boy. We don't have no morning radio show. This is called Tractor Country and Baseball. We
is
know
this
two
heaven? No. It's Iowa.
Oh, man.
Coach,
dang, that's got, I gotta watch that again. It's
boys,
so good.
It's a top 10 movie.
I can't wait for my kids to be old enough to watch these kind of cool movies.
Try it this weekend. Watch Field of Dreams with your kids. See what they do.
He'll be bored out of his mind. He'll be bored out of his mind.
I had to do that for years. I'd be like, all right, boys, we're watching Rocky tonight. And they'd be like, huh? Couldn't stand it.
Trying to get some more quotes. Come on.
What? Field of Dreams quotes?
Yeah.
Hey, you know how Ray talked about his first memory from a baseball game earlier this week? So they put a thread on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
What do you remember from your first Major League Baseball game?
Oh, they did?
Pretty freaking funny. This is from Shelly. I was on my dad's shoulders walking down the sidewalk to the Braves game, and my dad didn't realize how low hanging this tree
branch was
he walked under.
Nailed it.
Walked my head right into the branch. That's what I remember from my first game. Another lady.
Coach, that's funny.
Like,
thank you.
The dumb crap that you remember from the game. Do they remember the game, though? Nah.
Oh, no, Coach. Outside, we remember the two dudes in a Jeep kissing.
Right.
Coach, come on. Coach, we talked about it the entire game. My dad was so mad. That's the only thing we got from the baseball game.
Who was playing, Coach?
It was the Rockies and somebody else.
Exactly.
You know who was playing outside? Two dudes playing around with each other.
Okay.
Are you Moonlight Graham?
From Regina.
Moonlight Graham.
No one's called me Moonlight Graham in 50 years.
Oh, that's so great. I better get home before his girlfriend's name? His wife? Before Denise starts thinking I have a girlfriend.
Yeah. Starts wondering where I've been. From Regina. I went, Jose Canseco got hit in the head with a fly ball. I was pregnant, almost went into labor, laughing so hard. Her first major league game.
Jose Canseco
the
got
one that
hit
off his head and went over the fence.
Oh, dang. I don't remember that.
Really?
No.
Okay. I was about 5 years old. It was my first game, but it was the first one I can remember. And the Oriole bird mascot didn't see me and sat on my lap. It scared me for a very long time. I couldn't see a mascot without freaking out. That's from Cali.
Nice.
What else? There was another one that I thought was really funny. The girl, she was on a date with her now husband, and she didn't like baseball, so she brought a book. And I think it was a Cardinals game. I can't find it. There's too many responses. Oh, first year I got married, and we went to a Cardinals game. I knew nothing about baseball, but I had a book to read and people bringing me drinks and food. It was a great day until someone hit a home run. Damn, people were screaming. I thought they were shooting cannons because there was a war going on in downtown St. Louis. I thought it was the end of the world. We win at least one game a year after that, but I never bought a book again.
Yeah.
So awesome. That was Lori.
That's awesome.
Some funny ass stuff.
That's great.
Great memories about people, like, not remembering anything about the game.
Yeah.
Just like things that
happened. The Jose Canseco one's kind of about the game, but yeah.
Yeah. That was, yeah. Well, that was about this game. Yeah. But yes, that was a great post and great thread if you want to go read it.
Yeah, let's see. I'm starving. I'm so.
Yo.
Speaking of Oscars, I mean, LeBron James, hilarious.
What?
During the play-in game. Well, play-in tournament.
Just get tired as hell?
No, like what? What did he say?
No. So there's a foul by Draymond Green. He goes up trying to block the shot, and he hits him in the face, whatever. And LeBron James goes down like he's been shot. I mean, like he's been shot. Like LeBron James goes down like he's been shot.
Like he's been shot with a bullet.
And he is just writhing in pain. Oh, and he just.
Coach, are you awake?
He lays there.
Pizza was not a good choice.
He lays there. He lays
don't
there.
Fall asleep.
Listen. He lays there and lays there and lays there, and they go. Oh, they go look to see if it's a flagrant foul, and LeBron
was
James.
It?
No.
Oh.
And they go, and he's on the bench, dude, and he's getting eye drops in his eye, and he's just like. He keeps blinking like, and even the announcers of the game, they're like, LeBron's letting him know that he can't, like, he's hurt. He's letting him know it needs to be a flagrant foul. He's doing a good job. And CJ McCollum even tweeted out, actor of the year, and he put pictures of LeBron. Yeah. Hilarious. Love it.
Somebody else said, who's going to tell LeBron they're done filming for Space Jam 2?
That's funny.
Yeah, go to CJ McCollum's Twitter. Hilarious post. And then this is LeBron hits the game-winning three with like 58 seconds to go, heaves a three, and this is him after the game.
Ahead. You know, I put in a lot of work in my game. You know, after, you know, Draymond my finger to the eye, I was literally seeing three rims out there. So I just shot at the middle one, and I was able to the grace of the man above, I was able to knock it down.
When in doubt, go for the middle rim.
I mean,
hey, kids out there on the playground, if you're seeing three rims, if you get a finger to the eye, go with what LeBron says and shoot for the middle one.
Yeah, I mean, do we believe him? Was he seeing three rims? Like, come on, LeBron.
Like, let's be real. They reviewed it for several minutes.
Several minutes.
Okay, he's not seeing three rims. Coach, when I'm drunk, I see two. I've never seen three. I mean, let's be real, dude.
Y'all don't remember Rocky IV when he's fighting the Russian and he's like, I don't know what's out there. I see three of them. They're like, hit the one in the middle. Yeah, hit the one in the middle.
And he's then going with a movie
Wait
quote.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, you've
so
never.
So LeBron went with a movie quote.
That's what it is, a movie quote.
Oh, man, we've all been had. We're all impressed that LeBron could do it with three rims in front of him. He just had to guess. It's like a carnival game. Oh, which rim?
Hit the one in the middle.
And he hit it. Now watch this foul and watch him go down like he has just been.
I mean, hey, that's a hard finger, man.
I mean, look at, oh my gosh.
That looked like Bub putting his fingers in the whiskey on a Sunday.
Somebody said, man, he was bricking every shot before Draymond poked him in the eye. And then all of a sudden he saw all those rims. So which rim was he shooting at before that?
The one on the left.
Coach. They call him La Baby.
I mean, they don't look. It doesn't look like there's a lot of fingers going in.
I mean, it was a foul, yes, but I mean, it was to hear him when he was talking about,
oh, I put in a lot of work. So I just knew, man. I knew when I'm working, I look at the rim and I just shoot for the middle one. Like, what the hell does it have to do with it? I put in a lot of work, so I knew to shoot at the middle rim. What did that mean?
And he, I guess he called for the ball. I mean, because it was seconds left.
Yeah.
So he told his teammates. So out of all of his teammates that had perfect vision, he thought he was the best guy for the job.
That's a good point.
Three rims.
Dude. Hey, he's 30 feet from the basket and can't. He doesn't. Well, but he doesn't know which basket he's closest to.
You got four other dudes that can. That aren't. They're only seeing one rim, but I see three. I'm going to take the
shot. And I'm the farthest one away from the basket. But hey, give me the ball. Because I'm that good.
LeBron barely got poked in the eye and acted like he had a full-blown NFL concussion.
That's pretty funny.
They call him La Oscar.
Where are you reading these?
SportsCenter Instagram, dude. It's hilarious.
That's really funny. You got good ones?
I've tried. I've scrolled.
La Oscar.
Oh, man. Those are the funniest.
There's the eye wash.
Look at see. Oh, he's getting his eye taken care of.
Oh, he's breathing heavy, too.
Oh, man. He's just, I don't know if I can go on, man. I don't know if I can go on.
Here, put a little more of that in there. Washing his eye.
Oh, is the camera on me? Oh, yeah. Put more on me. Put more.
They're pouring more eye wash in there. They're dabbing it with a little paper towel or something.
Oh.
I swear, every year, Draymond bumps into LeBron, and LeBron goes down like he just tore every muscle in every one of his legs.
Oh, look at. Oh, did you see this? Draymond's checking his fingers out.
See if he's got any cornea in there.
Look.
Somebody goes, you know the better than, less than signal?
Yeah.
Somebody goes, LeBron's blind game better than Jordan's flu game.
This goes down in history as the blind game?
The blind game, coach. He went for the middle rim.
Now, Eddie, what? You say people on the internet aren't funny. Are these people funny?
These are funny. I like these. These are good.
You got any more, right?
I mean, some of them are talking about Kobe. I didn't want him to be distasteful.
Okay, yeah, no Kobe.
I mean, coach, rest in peace. They're already going hard at it, dude. They like saying cap. I guess what does cap mean? It's a popular thing in the Instagram world.
Let me look it up.
Like cap, if you're capping, it means like you're tricking or something.
Capping.
Like
capping means shooting. Putting a cap in their ass.
Let's do cap, no cap. Capping. It means...
Everybody just says it.
Okay, Young Thug started this. The expression cap means lie or bullsh.
Okay.
Oh.
So capping means that they're bullsh.
So no cap means no bullsh.
Right.
But.
No cap means no lie or for real.
But what about when it says don't cap now, Bron?
Don't bullsh now.
Okay.
Ah.
Hey, dang. We learned something new, boys.
We just broke down like something that I
would've... Man, Lunchbox, we capping all the time.
Kobe tears, they're going with Kobe. Kobe tears Achilles, doesn't say anything, and shoots free throws. LeBron gets poked in the eye, and the game stops for 5 minutes, and he can't see.
These are all comments, coach, under the video.
Yeah, hilarious, coach.
People are good.
Who's the biggest capper on the show?
Ray,
for sure. Ray, you're always capping, dude.
Why are you capping, dude?
Guys, we just learned a new word. You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks, man.
That's not bad. All right. Oh,
here you go. Oh. He should start poking himself in the eye before the game.
Shoot 100%.
Hey, it said the poke would have helped three quarters earlier.
Coach, I think we need to go.
I don't know. This is cracking me up.
Ray sounds drunk.
Dude, I love when every comment is against somebody. Like, they all are like, cap, super fake. This is the capest of all cap. Oh, my gosh, coach.
That's like Fessy. Fessy from the challenge in Big Brother, Ray.
Yeah.
When he wimped out in the challenge, like the final.
He was terrible in Big Brother. I stopped watching that season.
No, but he was so scared. He wouldn't eat, like, the cow testicles, and it was in the final for $1 million. He wouldn't do it.
Okay.
He just stood there. And so he put something up after the final on Instagram, like, oh, you know, your failures are what you learn from. And everybody was just ripping him, he thought everybody's going to be like, oh, it's okay, Fessy, we love you. Every comment was, dude, you're not CT. You'll never be CT. You suck. You're not CT. CT would have eaten the freaking table.
100 against him.
100 against him. And for a minute, he turned off his comments because he was getting so many just against him. And everybody cheering for CT. It was hilarious.
Dude, those are the worst when all the comments go the other direction.
Oh, man.
Tyson Fury is going to fight this dude again?
Deontay Wilder?
Yes. Third fight.
Yep. I don't know why. I thought he was going to fight that some arbitrator.
Jake Paul?
Oh, God.
That now, Now, Jake Paul and Fury, that'd be good.
Would you watch that?
Yeah.
So, who is Mayweather fighting? Is it Jake Paul?
Jake Paul.
Or is it his brother?
No, Jake Paul has a brother?
Logan Paul.
Who the Coach is Logan Paul?
Coach, they're equally famous. But
what? So which one is Mayweather fighting?
Coach, do they look alike?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I thought that was the same person.
So that's what I'm saying. I just realized they had a brother.
I have no idea.
And he's fighting. One of them is fighting Floyd Mayweather, but I don't know which one it is. I want it to be Jake Paul because I hate him more because I don't know who Logan Paul is.
Hold on. Paul Mayweather. Logan.
Oh.
Jake Paul's the brother, my bad.
Coach, I thought Logan. Now I don't even know who I was in the elevator with at the mall.
They look identical.
They do.
They look the same. But Jake Paul's the one that fought these people that thinks he's really cool and wants to fight the UFC people and talks trash about Dana White. And.
Okay, Logan's younger, I guess, and crazier.
Jake really? Paul's the one that said, gotcha hat.
Gotcha.
To Mayweather.
Now, see, I think that's set up.
I thought that was Logan.
See,
no, it's Jake.
But I thought he's. Why would
Jake take his hat and not fight him?
Why wouldn't that be Logan in his face?
Oh, his brother took his hat?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know which one's which. I just know that when they took Mayweather's hat, I felt like that was set up.
Of course it was. Mayweather never even ran after him.
Right.
Are we that dumb?
Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul. That's the fight.
Okay. Guys, they look way too much alike.
Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot. He's right. Okay. Okay. So now Jake Paul can no longer go to the fight because of the hat situation.
What?
Since he took...
What?
Since he
Hold
took...
On. Hey. He got put in timeout.
Jake Paul... Oh, unbanned. I guess he was banned for a second, but now he's unbanned. 2 days ago,
hey,
it said this.
So his brother's the one that took the hat?
Yes. So okay. Logan's fighting, but the brother, Jake, was like, got your hat.
So Jake Paul, his @name is still the same on Twitter. It's @JakePaul. He changed his name, though.
Got your hat.
How'd you know that?
I just guessed.
He changed his name to
Gotcha your hat. See, this is what these guys do. This is what these guys do. Good. Man, see, like when you have two brothers like this, you just want to meet the parents, right? Like, obviously, the dad's got to be just like these dudes, or the mom, or some parent.
May not be around, Coach.
Coach, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, because I think they moved out on their. Aren't these the guys that lived in that? They didn't have parents. They lived in this house with a bunch of.
Way to go, Eddie.
God.
No, because they lived in the influencer house where they lived with a bunch of TikTok.
Because they live in a house with a bunch of girls doesn't mean it's an influencer house. Oh. Why do you keep calling it that? You sound like such a millennial. They live in an influencer house.
That's what it was
called.
Wait, I thought millennial was good.
It is, but I'm saying, why does he keep calling it an influencer house?
That's what they were. They sat there and came up with TikTok material and Instagram material.
Content.
That's
so those
what
are called influencer houses?
That's what they was called.
Coach, like if all three of us lived in a house
it would be an influencer house.
Yeah, we'd be an influencer. I think it's called.
Should we all do that?
Hey, Google influencer house. Jake Paul influencer house. See if that's what it's
called.
Dude,
so when we lived on Cajal, it was an influencer
house? No, because we didn't really come up with content, dude. We didn't do anything good. You went in your room and didn't talk to me. It was really weird. It was probably the weirdest year of my life.
I was working some intense hours.
Coach, it doesn't say anything about influencer house. Actually, the term influencer house doesn't even exist. Hold on. It does. Hold on.
Okay. Thank you.
I think we just came up with a t-shirt.
Collab house. Block party. Collab houses.
Maybe it's called a collab house.
Collab houses.
Whatever. I don't know.
Note to self, never do a halftime pizza
break. A content house is a space for creators and influencers to come together.
That's different than an influencer house.
Coach, there's no influencer
house. Okay, because he was acting like it was a common term that he just was throwing out there.
Well, I read about Jake Paul.
Coach, don't make up words.
No, and I couldn't remember what it was called. I just remember reading about Jake Paul because I needed to know who this cat was. And then the fact that he took Floyd Mayweather's hat. I know that's set up and it wasn't real and there's no way he would have got his ass beat. I mean, they would have just killed the kid.
Speaking of killing the kid,
did you see the Black Beast? Huh? Derek Lewis? UFC?
No.
Caught someone breaking into his truck. Knocked him out.
Is there a video?
Knocked him out.
Is there a video?
No, but he knocked him out and then he called the police, and when the guy's getting taken away by police, he was like, this mother trying to break into my truck.
Hey, If you're trying to break up a fight or if somebody's about to punch you.
Who would break up a fight here?
I thought of the perfect way to get out of it. If you're at a bar and maybe a guy's got some guys coming near you, the perfect one line that you got to say that'll immediately end the fight.
Gotcha, hat. What is it,
Kyle? Oh, I know. Got your nose.
No.
Oh, because I do that to my kid.
You're with your chick. You're outnumbered. There's like two guys. I'm a UFC fighter. Because you have to warn them?
No.
That'll scare them.
No.
Because then they're going to want to challenge
you
even more.
If you're going to say that, be ready to fight.
No. Yeah, here's the thing.
I get my ass beat even more.
I'm pretty sure, like, if you have, like, if you're a boxer or something and your hands are certified as lethal weapons, you have a card with you that you have to show before you can use them.
Okay, so if anyone does the Ray and says, I'm a UFC fighter, you can ask them, let me see your card.
Yeah.
Okay, and, coach, I'll pull out my Macy's card. They don't know.
It's a Blockbuster card, dude. Get your ass over here.
And before.
Dude, what is that to dicks, dude?
Before, a gift card?
Before we go home for the weekend, Alec, the guy that got the hole in one, he said, Coachers, Alec here. Love the shout out.
The listener that got a hole in one.
Yeah, he got a hole in one, and we played it earlier.
170 yards.
Eight
iron, yeah.
Love the shout out. Just wanted to follow up with facts. Eddie nailed it. The crazy reaction came from the tee box with my two buddies when we saw the ball disappear in the hole. Screaming and jumping around like crazy while I was in complete shock. Yes, you can't tell that in the video. The hole was below the tee box.
We saw the video.
So the 176 yard is about 15 yards longer than my normal 8 iron. I'm a 23 years old. I've been golfing for 5 years and by no means a pro. I shoot mid-80s. Which became clear when I hit my next tee shot directly into the woods because my legs were still shaking. Ended up with an 88 on that round, but I could care less. P.S. We almost canceled the round because of cold and light rain. I learned never cancel a round of golf. You never know what can happen.
Okay, thank
I'll
you,
hang
Tebow.
Up and listen.
I have another message here. It is from Justin Ellerby. He says, Coacher, hey, is there any way I can get a shout-out for my birthday on Friday, May 21st? That is today. OG listener and love every episode. I don't want a shirt, but maybe a little game of would you rather. Would you rather be able to speak every language known to man or have the ability to speak to animals? Either way, love the show. Keep on listening. Thank you, sir.
Lunchbox?
Sent from my iPhone.
This is your game originally, so go ahead. You take it first.
I wasn't listening. I was reading another email.
Are you kidding me?
No, hit me with it.
He said, would you rather learn every language to speak to everyone in the world, or would you rather learn a language to speak to animals?
Oh, every language in the world. That's easy.
Ray?
I got to go with world language because you can then unite countries. Yes. Right now, Israel, Palestine. Did I say those wrong?
I think you're right.
The conflicts in the Middle East.
I think you're right.
I would be the guy that would be able to go between and solve everything.
What would you tell him right now, Coach?
He'd be like, this and that. I would like to be able to travel the world, and when I get to a foreign country, not just be like, well, crap.
Excusez-moi.
Hi there. I'm a big, dumb American. You guys have anything that I can eat?
Donde está el baño?
How do you say big, dumb American in your language? And do I look like I'm American?
Necesito ir a poo-poo.
I don't speak your language. What are you saying?
Write it down. I still don't understand.
Learn English.
Yeah.
I may be the only one here, but okay. I think I want to talk to animals. There can you imagine talking to an animal?
Yeah, I can imagine it.
Okay, what do you think they would say? You don't know, because you don't know their language.
You know what my dog would say? Let's go outside.
No.
Let's play fetch.
No.
Can I get a puppy treat?
No.
That's it.
What if you and your wife were arguing and he was like, hey, lay off. She's right on this one. And you're like, what? How do you know? What if you get home, you find your wife drinking wine with some dude, right?
Yeah, that happened. That's
a pretty realistic.
And then you're like, nothing happened. And then your dog's like, hey, man, can I talk to you for a second? Something did happen. Wouldn't you be glad you know the language of your dog?
Yeah. In that one instance, I would.
Exactly. That's why give me language to speak to animals.
Speaking of dogs, hey, coaches, I'm an employee at a Home Depot, and I see dogs with their owners all the time, and I don't get it. I'm a dog owner and love dogs. I'm a dog owner and love dogs.
Dong, coach.
But bringing them to the store.
Hey, rewind that.
But bringing them to the store.
Dong.
I don't get it. Especially older people bringing them and they have a cane and can barely walk themselves. Or they bring the dog with them and it's raining.
Bringing what?
The dog.
Dongs.
Dogs.
Got it.
Dogs.
Dogs.
When it's raining, why I don't get it. I understand Morgan number two's point, but come on. I have seen dog crap in the store plenty of times, and no, the owner did not clean it. I've also seen people with iguanas, so I agree with LB. I don't get it.
Coach, you're slurring your speech.
Coach, are you drunk?
What?
Hey, what's this guy's name?
No, please don't use my name in the podcast.
Okay, but whoever this person is, just take Lunchbox to Aruba, dude. Hurry up.
How do you know it's a dude?
You agreed with every one of my points, guys. Let me read this email.
I
agreed with you.
You want to know why I slur my words a little bit? Because I try to read these so fast.
Are you up?
No, I try to read them so fast because I know you guys are going to interrupt me before I get to the end.
Okay.
So I try to read them fast.
Coach, you slur like I...
Have a great day, female fan in Texas.
Oh, she's a woman.
Sexist mothers.
All right. Next time, send me a pic.
Take her to Aruba.
No... Oh my
God. All right, guys.
Let's go home.
Are we ending with the gunshot?
No.
Yes.
No.
Ready?
No.
Thanks, everyone.
I said no, you fucking idiot.
I'm a UFC fighter. Coach, can you imagine if I said that crap?
I'm glad I did that on the little show so I could see. I was going to prep that for the big show.
What? Your UFC card?
UFC fighter. But I was going to try and use it in the bar.
You're going to get audio?
Well, it'd be tough. I actually get beat up trying to get audio?
Lunchbox almost got beat up a while back trying to get audio. That car that was driving around, remember?
Oh, man, I don't even know what we were doing. But that guy got out of the freaking car and started chasing me.
What was the bit?
I don't even know.
I was with you.
You were.
Wasn't? Yeah, we were doing superhero stuff, right?
No. Was that when you were dressed as Superman? And what were you, Ray?
I was Superman.
Okay, what were you?
I don't know.
Batman? Coach, he was doing something where these cars were driving in this roundabout. And the guy
came out of his car.
And the guy goes... You pointed at me, mother... and Lunchbox like, okay, whatever, no big deal. He thought he kept driving off, but no, the guy pulled his car over, got out of the car, got in Lunchbox's face.
You're not getting my face. We ran.
Hey, when bits become too real.
There was no damn sitting around letting me get him in my face. I ran, dude. There wasn't no damn way I was going to sit around and watch. I mean, like, no, he didn't get in my face because I wasn't around to find out. Like, what the hell? It was just a funny little bit. All we did was wave at him or something, and he freaking pulled over like, what, you want a piece of meat, mother? No. All I did was wave, man. All I did was wave. I ran. You ran, too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, all right.
Cut the audio. It's bit abort.
Yeah, in the bit. Bit's over. Bit's over. Let's go home. Oh, my gosh.
He's running off next to the naked whip-around statues. He jumps over the hedges.
Oh man, that was great.
They took down the hedges.
Did they?
Ain't that right?
The hedges are there, man.
I'll be. Yeah.
Hey, you want me to open my pack right now and tell you what I got?
Imagine that. Yeah, you have a pack?
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
What is that?
This dude has every tab opened up in your Google.
Is that baseball porn? What is that, coach?
All right, here we go. Here we go. We'll open my pack. Here we go.
I don't stop until I break a sweat.
Ooh. All right, reveal the first. I keep tripping,
hit him with finesse. He's got three cards in there, coach.
Oh, no, I got five. Every day I wake, I know I'm blessed. Here we go, first one. Pull up like I barely hit the net. Oh,
DeJounte Murray! That's a good dunk.
Yeah, that's not a good serve. Every day I wake, I know I'm blessed. Oh! Bradley Beal layup number 6,000. I think I got two of those.
Is that good?
I don't know. Yeah, 6,000. Oh, 3-pointer.
Common. It's a common card.
Yeah.
You're looking for the rares, right?
Looking for the rares.
All right, two more.
Here we go.
Common.
Not 30,000. Daniel.
How much did you pay for this pack?
$14.
Another common.
Michael Porter Jr., that's not bad, though.
A bunch of crap, though, huh?
Yeah, I'll make my money back.
All right, here, Coach, use the mic now.
I'll make my money back. I'll be able to sell them.
Okay. Everyone have a great weekend.
Man, what are you guys doing this weekend? Oh, Eddie, I'm coming to your kids' baseball game.
Tonight.
Yeah, Ray's going to be there, too.
Ray, are you coming?
I got a busy weekend. I'm going to have to miss that one.
Okay.
Ray, I'll have the White Claws there.
Come on, coach. A kids' seriously, baseball game?
Hey, we can bring the cooler if you want.
I don't even know what we are doing. I think...
Hey, seriously, if you come, I will bring a cooler full of White Claws.
Okay, coach. I'm not drinking at your kids' baseball
game. Why not?
Game.
Parents not do all really. The time. Coaches put in a Yeti.
Do they really?
I tell you. They all walk in with their little Yetis. All you hear is this.
Coach, the old Yeti, whenever somebody's got a Yeti and they're not next to a beach or a pool, it means they're drinking.
Coach, guess what? If there's a 2 o'clock game in the afternoon, coach, there ain't no Yetis. Coach, you show me a 7 o'clock game, everyone's got a Yeti. You're telling me they're in a little bit
of... Listen, my cousin, about my age, he showed up to Grandpappy's funeral at 2 p.m. with a Yeti.
Okay.
We know he's not drinking a coffee
right.
at 2 p.m.
Right, exactly.
He's got a little pick-me-up in there.
A little...
It's going to be a long weekend. It's going to be a fun weekend.
What's wrong?
For me. My boys are coming in town. Garrett, Greg, and Jacob.
Oh.
All coming
to Forrest?
Town. Nah, Forrest isn't coming. We're all going to
you guys
to
okay? You still friends with Forrest?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We're just going to the Nashville SC Austin FC game this weekend. So
hey, you get a hook up there? Or do you pay tickets every time you
go? Nah, I'm a paying customer.
I'm a season ticket holder.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No, you're lucky you're not playing Atlanta. Atlanta beat that ass.
What the hell?
Or L.A.
Isn't Atlanta the best team?
Nah, the Galaxy.
No. Oh, my God.
What?
No. Nashville.
No.
No, they're not the best team. No, I don't know.
Who's the best?
Who won it last year? I forgot who won it last
Galaxy.
Year.
Galaxy.
I don't think they did.
Oh.
All right. Let's go home. Right. But, yeah, we're going to be drinking and stuff, so this weekend's going to be a fun weekend.
Well, hit up some Sore Losers Nation people to join you guys.
I mean, I don't know where they're going to be.
No, back.
No, Bug Box is only open on the weekdays.
Garrett, chug this White Claw. Last person to finish takes your pants off. All right. Now you go run around the block. Go.
Don't get arrested. All right, let's All go right. home.
There, Garrett's running around the block.
Okay.
It's like a noodle. All right, we're done.